For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Prayer in the service. It is customary in apostolic faith services for one of the ministers to give a brief prayer shortly after the meeting begins, asking for God's blessing upon the service. Often this occurs after the congregation is joined in singing a few songs and prior to announcements. If we are leading the service, we may give the prayer ourselves or call upon another minister or elder in the congregation to do so. When we lead in public prayer, it is best to use the pronoun we rather than I, because we are praying on behalf of the entire congregation. We ask for God's Spirit and blessing to rest upon each part of the service and acknowledge that all glory goes to Him. It is also appropriate to ask for God to be with the sick and those unable to be present. While there is much to lay before God in prayer, our prayer should not become lengthy, nor should we make any attempt to be all-inclusive. Also, we should avoid admonishing or exhorting in our prayers, remembering that we are not preaching, but praying. It is important to make sure our words are enunciated clearly and slowly enough to be understood by those present. Our prayers will be most effective if we avoid trying to sound eloquent or officious. While we are mindful that we are approaching a holy God and reverence is certainly necessary, it is best to use simple speech and normal vernacular. Our purpose should be to unite the hearts of those present and focus attention on the Spirit who is so necessary in the service. At the conclusion of each service, the minister in charge gives a closing benediction or appoints one of the other ministers to do so. This prayer should be brief, simply invoking God's blessing upon those who leave the sanctuary as well as upon the altar service. We should always end our prayers with, "In Jesus' name, Amen." Counsel for ministers. Some ministers choose to raise one hand as they pronounce the benediction as an indicator of the blessing being pronounced upon the people. This is a matter of personal choice. We should be mindful of how many times we invoke the name of God in our prayers. Every other word does not need to be Lord, although occasional use is appropriate, since that is who we are addressing.